This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all conditions. We send blessings, salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah to bless them and to bless every one of us. Ameen. My brothers, I am very happy to be here in this beautiful city of Maiduguri in Borno State in Nigeria. My brothers, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah, we are mu'mineen. We believe in Allah. We are in the house of Allah. It is important for us to remain silent for the sake of Allah. It is not my house, not your house. You need to remain silent in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to listen to a good message that is coming from Qala Allahu wa Qala Rasulu. So if you want to listen, you need to keep quiet. In the Quran, Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you want the rahmah and the mercy of Allah, the barakah, the blessings of Allah through His mercy, then you need to remain silent when the words of Allah are recited. You need to listen carefully and attentively, and that is when you will be able to achieve the mercy of Allah. Without that, we are not going to achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, my beloved brothers, my beloved sons who are here, I would like to remind you of the first and most important reminder. That reminder is taqwallahi, the consciousness of Allah. Usikum wa nafsi awwalan bitaqwallah. I am advising yourselves and myself to develop a relationship with Allah. Develop and improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop and improve your relationship with Allah. That is the first thing. It is called taqwallahi. So if you have taqwallahi, you will be able to save yourself from the punishment of hellfire in the akhirah. It is important for us to worship Allah alone. We are done? Done? We are okay? It is important for us to... Can we push the volume up here? So now, if I show you. It is important for us to worship Allah alone. We worship Allah alone. We want to please Allah. We read salah for the sake of Allah. I want to tell you something. And I must say this. You know, my beloved brothers, my children, the excitement that we have, the excitement that we have should be more for salah. When we fulfill our salah for the sake of Allah, the time of salah, we should be more excited than this. When we are getting closer to Allah to read the Quran, the word of Allah, we must be more excited than this. Allah is not going to ask you about whether or not you met a certain person in your life. But Allah is going to ask you whether or not you were truthful to Allah. Whether or not you fulfilled your salah. Whether or not you did your duty unto Allah. That is what Allah is going to ask you. He's not going to ask you, did you meet that person or that person in your life? Even if you did not meet anyone in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you developed a relationship with Him, you are successful. And if you met all the important people on earth, but you have no relationship with Allah, then you have lost. So we ask Allah to help us to become excited when it comes to the masjid, when it comes to the house of Allah, when it comes to salah, when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to dhikrullah. That is the true excitement. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Say, it is the mercy and the virtue of Allah that they should be excited regarding and about. That's what should excite them. It is better than everything that they can amass. If you want to bring lots of money, you want to bring lots of power, popularity, whatever else is gathered, it is not as good as the mercy of Allah, the virtue of Allah. When Allah guides your heart, it is definitely a sign of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah's blessings be on you. My beloved brothers, I may not be able to continue for a long time, although I am supposed to be speaking to you for half an hour up to 7 o'clock. But I will cut it short, seeing that there is a lot of disturbance and a lot of people are still talking at the back, which is disturbing me too. So I want to let you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to develop a relationship with Him. And in order to do that, you need to develop a relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the chosen from Allah as the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets. Afdalul khalqi wa akramul rusuli. I want you to try your best to lead a life that is as close as possible to that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we burn bridges, we destroy relationships, we create havoc, we become unruly because we don't follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, this is the house of Allah. If you know the value of the house of Allah, you will not make noise in the house of Allah. It's the house of Allah. If you know the value of the house of Allah, you will not make noise. It's the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is extremely important for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. He has given us so much of mercy, so much of virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us high morals and values. Learn to use your mouth in the correct way. When you speak, speak with kindness. Don't be selfish. Those of you who came very early today and you sat in the masjid, mashallah, you have a place. But there are others who came later on and perhaps they don't want to believe that they did not make it into the masjid. Don't worry. Allah will give you al-barakah. Allah will give you al-barakah. The power is in the message, not in the person. There is no power in me. There is no might in me. The power is in the message that Allah has delivered. That message, you will get it. You will get the message of Allah and His Rasul. Look, the door of the house of Allah has been damaged as a result of who? It is the house of Allah. How can we do that? I told the Imam, they are going to break this door. I told him 10 minutes ago, before they broke it. Then they broke it. I knew they were going to break it because I saw the pressure. If we understand whose house it is, we will never do this. So I want you to realize the value of the house of Allah. Baytullah, it's the house of Allah. It's not your house or mine. Would you do that to your own house? No. So we don't need to do that to the house of Allah. Let's behave ourselves. You want rahmah, understand where you are. You want mercy, understand where you are, whose house it is, who is Allah. If we had to go to the house of a governor, or the house of a leader, or the house of a businessman, or your own father's house, you would not want someone to damage it. Why do we damage the house of Allah? May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive what we have done. So my beloved brothers, we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah and we need to turn to Allah. Develop your character. Be calm, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we claim to love, he told us to be calm. He told us not to be hasty, not to be selfish. But we are so selfish, subhanallah. We don't want to listen at times and it is the word of Allah. We don't want to listen at times, and it is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us all. May Allah grant us goodness. May Allah open our doors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in His houses. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us iman. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that we are going to be judged by Allah on the day of judgment. Maliki yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment is who? Allah. He will judge you and I. Those things which we did that nobody knows, Allah knows. Our bad habits, Allah knows. Our sins, Allah knows. The hatred in the heart, Allah knows. The jealousy in the heart, Allah knows. Everything we do, Allah knows. So remember, when you change, change for the sake of Allah. We need to change our ways and habits. When I was coming to Maiduguri, many people told me so many things, but I refused to listen to them. I decided I'm going to go, and I will share the message of Allah and His Rasul, and I will plead with you to change your life so that people can realize that it is the best place, inshallah. But if you don't change your ways, when people come, they will say, no, 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 watch out, these people are dangerous. Are you dangerous?
No.
Allahu Akbar.
No.
MashaAllah. So let us behave ourselves. We are loving people. We are kind. Let's develop our relationships. Let's develop our relationships, subhanAllah, with one another. Respect and dignity. Cut your bad habits. I want to ask you a question. How many of you are prepared to cut your bad habits? Put up your hand. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We are prepared to cut our bad habits. Now I want you to sit and think, what is your bad habit? You know one, you know it already, right? Two, you know it. Three, you know it. Four, you know it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it for the sake of Allah. If Allah in His house has not softened your heart, when is your heart going to be soft? If you are doing drugs, cut it for the sake of Allah. And you will save so much money, subhanallah. And you will enjoy the fruit of everything around you, subhanallah. If you are lazy, laziness is a bad habit, right? If you are lazy, cut it. Get up in the morning, clean yourself, wear good clothes, go out, do something and work. We are sometimes so lazy as the ummah, and we don't realize that it's not helping us to be lazy. We need to have good company as well. Sometimes our friends, they are not good people. They take us away from salah. They take us to adultery and zina. Why should we do that? If that is your bad habit, cut it today. Another very bad habit is the phone that you use. Sometimes we send dirty messages. We receive dirty clips, dirty messages. Will we cut that? Will we cut it and delete it? Inshallah. We will cut and delete whatever is dirty and immoral from our own phones. It's technology. I want to be close to Allah. How can I be close to Allah when my phone, which is in my pocket with me all the time, has so much of dirt in it? Imagine you die and someone picks up your phone and they say, A'udhu billahi, look at this. Astaghfirullah. What an embarrassment. What about Allah? Are you not embarrassed of Allah? He's watching you. He knows. Cut the bad relationships. If you have a bad relationship which is immoral and unacceptable, cut it for the sake of Allah. Do you want al-barakah? If you please Allah, He will give you al-barakah. If you please Allah, He will give you al-barakah. if you are hard on yourself but soft on others, Allah will give you al-barakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very lenient, he was very soft natured, he was very calm, he was very relaxed. One day a man came into the masjid and he decided to urinate in one corner. Imagine if a man comes in to the masjid and urinates now. What will happen? Allahu Akbar. But you want to follow the Prophet? You need to be calm. Look at him and tell yourself he needs help. He needs what? He needs help. I will help him. Let me go to him. Try and educate him. When he is ignorant, he does not know what is the masjid. He thinks it's just another place. I can go to one corner and relieve myself. But he doesn't know the value of the masjid. When we came in moments ago, there was excitement, right? People were rushing. The door has been damaged, right? What did I say? I just said, my brothers, if you know the house of Allah, you will be calm. We are now calm. We are now calm, mashallah. Why? Because we talk nicely to each other. We remind each other in a beautiful way. I don't need to beat you up. You don't need to beat me up. I don't need to harm you, attack you, just because you need to learn something. No. So a man came and urinated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided that he will teach that man. But the companions were very angry with him. They wanted to beat him up. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tazmuru." Don't stop him. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. When he finished his business, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "Go to collect a bucket of water." While they were gone, he spoke to them. He spoke to this man. He says, "You know, this is the house of Allah. It is for dhikr, remembrance of Allah. It is for prayer. It is for recitation of the Quran. It is for good deeds. It is not for what you have just done." The man looked at the Prophet ﷺ and he was so happy that today someone has explained to me. He says, "Oh Allah, have mercy on me and Muhammad ﷺ, and don't have mercy on anyone else." That's what he said. Allahumma arhamni warham Muhammadan wala tarham ma'ana ahadan. Allahu Akbar. Now the Prophet ﷺ needed to teach him something else. You say, wait. The mercy of Allah is not only for you and me. It's for everyone. Everyone. The mercy of Allah is for all. So you cannot make small what Allah has already made big. So that was another lesson that we learned. The mercy of Allah is for everyone. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, those who may view this later on, let's learn to spread love for the sake of Allah. Learn to do something with your life. Learn never to lose hope and don't give up. Don't give up. You don't have a job, you need to try. Try again and again. Try every day. One day you'll get that job, inshallah. You need also to educate yourself. In Islam, we believe that whatever we have here is by the grace of Allah. You can hear me today because of this microphone, right? And the speakers that are there. The electricity is here, the lights are here. You can see me today. All of this is by the grace of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowered certain people to learn. What did they learn? They learned science, they learned geography, they learned mathematics, they learned physics, they learned biology, they developed things, and they learned technology, and they developed the technology in a way that today you have your phones, you are sitting and recording, you want to take home the remembrance of this day. But remember one thing, if you are a person who says education is haram, how are we going to get electricity and the microphone and the phone and your clothes? So, if you really believe that education is haram, then The very clothes that you are wearing, they would not be on you. The soap you are using, the bath you are having, the water that you are drawing, the cars you are driving, the technology that you have, it wouldn't be there. So Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. From among the people, there are those who say, Oh Allah, give us goodness in this world and give us goodness in the hereafter as well, and save us from the painful punishment of the fire. Those are the ones who Allah says they will get a portion of what they have earned. If you would like a good living and a life, you need to strike the balance between the knowledge of religion and the knowledge of this world. Bring the two together in a way that you can praise Allah, you can worship Allah with ease and comfort. We have air condition in this masjid. We have fans in the masjid. How? It is made easy for us to worship Allah. If there were no fans and air conditioning, I don't think you would be able to sit for more than a few minutes, and I would not be able to stand for more than a few minutes. So thank Allah for this beautiful advancement. We are using it not to go far from Allah, but to come nearer to Allah. You will use your technology, your phone. I gave you the example because everyone has a phone in his hand. And I'm telling you, you use your phone to get close to Allah, not to get far from Allah. Everything you do on your phone, ask yourself, am I doing it in order to get close to Allah or in order to get far from Allah? Am I doing it to get close to shaitan or to get close to Allah? If you are getting closer to shaitan, delete it. If you are getting closer to Allah, use it more. And I want to tell you another very important factor. I met a few youngsters here, asking them questions. Number one, they are looking for good jobs. Am I right?
Yes.
How can you find a job when you are lazy? Who wants to employ a lazy man? If you yourself had a business, you would not employ your own self. Why? Because you are lazy, subhanallah. So develop the character, honesty and hardworking. That is when you will be successful. Where did I get that from? Look, Musa alayhi salam, when he went to Madian, what happened? Those girls that he met while he was helping them quench the thirst of their flock of sheep, he walked with them. They saw their father. According to one narration, it was Shu'aib alayhi salam. They told their father, إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. Oh, our father, give him a job. The best of those whom you can give a job to are those who are honest and hardworking. Those who are strong, قوي, hardworking. And أمين means honest. We all want honest and hardworking people. So I ask you, my beloved brothers, to be honest and hardworking. To be honest and hardworking. To be honest and
hardworking.
If you work hard, you will achieve. After that, I asked the young man, what else is there? He told me, Sheikh, it is very hard to get married. Is that true? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Did you hear what happened, those who have daughters here? Did you hear what the sons are saying? It is very hard to get married. I am telling you from the house of Allah, from the mimbar of the house of Allah, please make it easy for your sons and daughters to get married. Make it easy. If you make it difficult, Allah will catch you. If you make it difficult, you have made zina easy. You have made adultery easy, but halal, you made it difficult. How can we operate with that? Make halal easy, don't make it difficult. The mahar does not need to be too high. You do not have to have a big function. My beloved daughters, don't ask for a wedding where you are only showing your photos on Instagram. and on Facebook, but you have wasted so much of money that the man is already sweating before he's even living with you. My beloved daughters, simple wedding, it will achieve the barakah. What did we say? We want al-barakah, right? You want al-barakah? Have an easy marriage. I am telling you, it's a problem in the world today. Muslimin are struggling. Young boys and girls are committing adultery and fornication because of the difficulties they are to do things in a halal way. Why are we doing that? We need to solve that matter. Don't compare your marriage with someone else's. If they had a big show, marriage is not a show. Some people can afford it, some people cannot afford it. Do not put financial strain on someone who doesn't have so much. Why do you have a big wedding, but your marriage is small? You know the difference between a wedding and a marriage? A wedding is the function, and the marriage is the life after that. Some people, the wedding is very big, but the marriage doesn't even last. Some people, Allah bless them. If Allah gave you the wealth, you can have a big wedding and a big marriage, mashallah. Happy marriage. But sometimes, do you know what? My beloved brothers, my sisters, my elders, my parents who are here, those who have children, I promise you, if you really want the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will make it easy for your children to marry. Because we have two problems, two main problems. Number one, the expense. Am I right?
Yes.
Very expensive. Number two, can I tell you? Sometimes the parents refuse because of where the person comes from. You are from this state, I am from this state. You are from the south, I am from the east. And this one is from the west, that one is from the north. And this one is from heaven, and that one is from Mars. And this one is from... We are part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have all said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Subhanallah. Idha atakum man tardawna deenahu wa khuluqahu, fazawwijuhu. In la taf'aluhu takun fitnatun fil ardi. They know it. Wa fasadun areem. MashaAllah. It's the first time in my life I am saying this hadith and the whole masjid knows it. Subhanallah. Do we have ears? If someone comes to you with character and conduct and their level of deen is good, they are reading salah, they are close to Allah, let them get married. If you don't let them get married, there will be great corruption, chaos on earth. Chaos on earth. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you goodness. May Allah give you spouses who will be the coolness of your eyes. May Allah give you children who will be the coolness of your eyes. Remember, you are going to be parents. May Allah make you parents who will be role models to their children. My beloved parents who are here, who have children, learn to have mercy on your children. They are not yours, they are Allah's. They belong to Allah. Allah allows you to have them for a few years. If He wants, He can take them away today, tomorrow, any day. Some, they lose their children when they are little. But remember, they were all Allah's. That is why when someone passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Subhanallah. What does that mean? We belong to Allah, and unto Allah we shall all return. Unto Allah we shall all return. So who do you belong to? Allah. Who does your child belong to? Allah. Who does your husband belong to? Allah. Who does your wife belong to? Allah. If Allah wants, He can take them away. While they are with you, treat them nicely with respect. They are Allah's. If I give you something and I tell you, brother, look after this for a while, I'm going to take it away. Because you love me, you respect me, you are going to look after it very nicely, right? Because you know I don't want Sheikh to get upset. What about Allah? He gave you your children. He says, look after them for a few years, then I will take them away. Sometimes I might take you away before I take them away. So that is a gift of Allah. Use it nicely or treat it fairly with goodness. Help that gift of Allah through your life. So that when you meet Allah, Allah will ask you, what did you do to the gift I gave you? You have to say, I made it easy for her to get married. I chose a very good guy. He was Fulani, but it's okay. He was a very good man. I gave, and she was very happy. Subhanallah, you have passed your test with your gift of Allah. But you go to Allah, say, oh Allah, I said no. She wanted to marry someone from somewhere. I said no. So Allah will ask you, what was the reason? I also created that person. I am the creator of that one and you and all of them. I created them. Why did you say no? If you say because the boy was on drugs, he was an addict, he was a bad, he was lazy, he was deceptive, he was abusive, he was absolutely disrespectful, then you have no blame. You are right. You are allowed to say no if someone is bad. But if there is no reason, you just say, I didn't like him because, you know what? Subhanallah. May Allah help us to make it easy for us. I plead with you. We have a problem in many countries where marriage has become so difficult and so expensive, and parents are refusing for nothing. No reason. They just don't like it. Finished. Why? I don't like that family. I don't like this person, etc. Why? If you have a valid reason, yes. If not, you need to know. Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. Oh people, I have created you from one male and female. Why did Allah say that? To remind you, you are related. You are all from one big tribe known as human beings. You are all from one big family known as the family of Adam. You know what Allah calls you and I in the Quran? Ya Bani Adam, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, oh children of Adam. Allah didn't say, Ya Ahla Nigeria. No, it's not there. It's not there. Allah didn't say this or that. Allah says, oh children of Adam, oh people, I created you from one male and female. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. I created you from one male and female, and I caused from them for you to grow into peoples and tribes in order that you recognize one another. He didn't say so that you can discriminate amongst each other. So that you can discriminate. Can I tell you today, what is discrimination? Do you want to know if you need help? I can teach you. It's very easy to know. Okay. Ask yourself with Allah in mind. Ask yourself, do I think that my tribe is better than another tribe? If the answer is yes, you have a problem. You have a problem. Do I? Wallahi. Wallahi. And nearly all of us have the problem. I'm not lying to you. Even the good people, they have the problem. Why? We are taught sometimes, as we hear, you know, that tribe, be careful, they are thieves. That tribe, be careful, they are very hot-tempered. That tribe, be careful, you know what? They are not honest people, etc. Wallahi, in every tribe there is good, there is bad. In every people there is good, there is bad. When you are going to Nigeria, people will say, watch out for Nigeria. How? The majority of the people are lovely people. When you are going to Maiduguri, they will tell you, do not go. Why? I am here. I want to come back again and again. There are good people here. There are lovely people. People who want to hear the haq. They want to hear goodness. They want to hear the balance between dunya and akhirah. They want to be balanced people. They want to be people who are growing. They don't want to be left out. So inshallah, we want to come again and again and again by the will of Allah. But my beloved brothers, I want to end off by telling you something very important. Like I said, you ask yourself the question, do I think my tribe is better than the other one? If the answer is yes, you need help. You need to solve your problem. Clear your heart. Remember, I have a tribe, maybe yes, They have a tribe, maybe, yes, we have good and bad in ours, they have good and bad in theirs. We are equal in the eyes of Allah. An-nasu sawasiya ka asnanil mish. People are equal, like the teeth of a comb. Subhanallah. So the last thing I wanted to tell you, today I am standing here in front of you in the house of Allah. If this day has not changed you, while we are in large numbers in the house of Allah with so much excitement, if your heart is not soft for the remembrance of Allah and for Allah and for the deen, then it was a waste of time. It was a waste of time. Allah reminds us through various voices, various messages. It will come to you by radio program, television program, internet program, maybe social media program, a message on WhatsApp, maybe a lesson in the masjid, maybe a talk like this one. Allah sends you messages in hundreds of different ways in order for you and I to change for the sake of Allah. If you have messages one after the other and you did not change, a day will come when Allah may decide to destroy you. It can happen to anyone, to you or to myself. We know the Prophet Noah, may peace be upon him, Nuh alayhi salam. You know what Allah said to him? He says, Inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara falam yazidhum du'ai illa firara. Oh Allah, I called my people day and night, night and day, but whenever I called them, they went further away from you. Subhanallah. So Allah tells Nuh alayhi salam at one stage, Oh Nuh, now it's enough. You told them many times, stop telling them. Stop telling them. Why stop telling them? Now they won't believe. We wrote for them a certain number of chances. They had all those chances, and now the chances are over. Allah says, Oh Nuh, nobody is going to believe except those who have already believed. So do you want to be from those whom the reminders are finished now for you, the quota? If Allah says you will get 10,000 reminders before we destroy you, you already have 9,999. Are you going to change? There is one more left. So let's change our bad ways and habits. Do we promise that we will change our bad ways and habits? Do we promise we will change our bad ways and habits? Inshallah, I will see you on another occasion in this beautiful city of Maiduguri. Inshallah, in a bigger place by the will of Allah. I want to thank those who made this possible. I want to really thank those who made this possible. And I plead with you as I leave, please don't be excited. Remember, excitement is for Allah. Excitement is when you read two raka'at of salah. There is supposed to be more excitement than everything. Salatul Fajr. How many of you read two sunnah of Fajr? Raka'atan Fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Tomorrow morning we will get up for Salatul Fajr. We will read Salatul Fajr with jama'ah. Because that is how we will achieve the pleasure of Allah. That is better than the whole world and what we have. So I want to thank one and all for making this possible. And I really pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.